have an opportunity to make plays against him, you definitely rise up to the occasion, especially because he does have a great cast with him. You know, and Thomas Jones is two wide receivers, the tight ends, and, you know, Washington, he spreads the ball around well.
Some of the guys were telling me that Tuesdays around here, the guys keep showing up at work even though you guys are off. And what's going on?
I mean, I think we've always done that. You know, things tend to get a little more attention now that we're 10-0, but that's something that we've always done. People come in, get their lifts in, take care of their bodies. We watch film. It's our day off, but most guys are out of here by 12, so we get in early and get out.
How many guys were you here?
I was here yesterday. I came in a little later yesterday, but there was still like a handful of cars outside. But I'm sure a lot of guys got in early, got everything they needed to do out the way, and then went on with the rest of their off day.
Guys don't need a day off.
I mean, we'll get plenty of time off after February, hopefully.
Thanks, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, all systems go.
All right, good. I saw you wearing a uniform.
Yeah. Good job. Put my gloves.
Keith, do you look at this game as the competition steps up a notch?
Every week the competition steps up. Jacksonville was great competition. All of our opponents, they've been competitive. But every week, you know, coming into this last final run, it's definitely going to step up. I know the Jets are definitely trying to jockey for position, playoff position, as are we. So it gets no easier for us, nor does it get any easier for the other teams.
Do you get excited to play a guy of the quality of a Brett Favre?
The quality, it is Brett Favre, so it's not the quality. It's to get excited to play Brett Favre, absolutely. You know, he's been doing it forever. He's been doing it since I can remember, and, you know, he does it very well. You know, he gives you opportunity to make plays, but at the same time, he makes a lot of plays of his own. So
You said back in the offseason you're disappointed that he got traded because you had a Favre Green Bay jersey you wanted to get signed.
Yeah.
Do you plan on bringing that to Sunday?
Not right now. It's more important for us to go out here and get this win than to get my jersey signed. Hopefully, I can get that taken care of sometime in the future. But right now, you know, it's all business. It's great that, you know, the Jets are playing good football. They have a good running game. They have a good passing game. They're all around good team. They have a good special team. So, we have to be on point this weekend. So I think first in order to take care of our business.
Out of all the games you have left on the schedule in terms of toughness, this one's right up there, I assume.
Yeah, it's our next one. So it's definitely going to be our toughest one. Like I said earlier, it's starting to get time for playoffs, you know, teams jockeying for position. You know, the fortunate part that we're a part of is that, you know, we have a pretty good cushion, but we're not trying to sit on that cushion. We're trying to increase it and keep building and, you know, keep winning, and that's what we've been trying to do all year.
Is there anything that you consciously can do to avoid a slow start like last week?
Consciously, I mean, you always want to come out fast. Last week, we wanted to come out fast. It just didn't happen. Consciously, no. You could just think to come out fast, but, you know, they prepare a game plan each week, and you know, last week their game plan in the first half was very effective, Jacksonville. So hopefully we'll be ready for everything that they throw at us and be ready to counter anything that we haven't seen.